A new law has allowed counties to make their own decisions when it comes to the legality of certain fireworks this 4th of July. In Western New York, three counties are opting in: Niagara County, Allegheny County, and Cattaraugus County. With us to discuss what to expect this weekend is Lieutenant Rob Richards of the Niagara County Sheriff's Department. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right, if you could, let's get into an outline of this, because it does seem to be a little bit of confusion about what will be allowed. What can you tell us about what type of fireworks will be allowed in Niagara County?
Right now, they're defined as sparkling devices, which are ground-based or handheld devices. They produce a shower of a white gold, multicolored sparks, as their primary pyrotechnic effect.
Okay, and what about in terms of times, dates, things along those lines? Are there certain restrictions there?
There are. They're only on sale, or sales are permitted only between June 1st through July 5th, and then again December 26th through January 2nd of each calendar year.
And in terms of utilizing them, they can utilize them at any time during the year?
That's my understanding.
Okay, for sure. All right, so that's what you expect. At the same time, these types of fireworks have been outlawed for many, many years, even though they've been available in other states. There must be some sort of safety concerns. So what do you have, maybe a rule of thumb about utilizing such things?
Certainly, you know, first and foremost is to use good judgment. You know, if you're in a close-knit area, you know, your neighbors may have a concern. You know, you want to be good stewards of their property as well. Also, supervision, you know, using these devices while being supervised. We certainly don't want young children to be injured or have any effects from this as well. Of course, the law does state you have to be 18 years old to purchase these items as well. So, you know, using good judgment is first and foremost.
If we could maybe get into that gray area of illegal fireworks, and like we've mentioned earlier, in other states, they're easily purchased and often brought over state lines. And most certainly, I think just about anybody will hear them at some juncture during the evening on 4th of July. You'll hear things blowing off in the sky. And what about maybe, A, the penalties involved with those types of things, and B, maybe just a rule of thumb again for what, you know, law enforcement might be looking for on those particular nights? Because like I said, I mean, I think we all know that there's going to be a certain level of use of quote-unquote illegal fireworks.
Typically with the 4th of July, you know, it's no secret that there are, you know, people that do possess illegal fireworks. You know, they can certainly be charged under the New York State Penal Law for the applicable charges with that. You know, we receive a lot of calls for service regarding the illegal fireworks that are being set off. People that are concerned that, you know, any projectile fireworks may, you know, end up in their yard or in their home, possibly creating a fire or any other type of hazard. So there are applicable laws that are out there, and certainly law enforcement as well as the sheriff's office will be doing their diligence during the holiday season.
And, of course, it seems like as we talk along here, you most certainly can understand the public being maybe a little confused about what is legal, what is not illegal. Is there a place where they can go or a number they can call for more information?
Sure. There's a good website from the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services. They can certainly go to www.dhses.ny.gov, which is the Homeland Security website, which outlines the sparkler and sparkling devices on what is legal and what is not. And certainly, as we stated earlier, you know, the law here in Niagara County is the sparkling devices, which, again, are defined as ground-based or handheld devices that produce that shower. They are not to rise into the air or insert projectiles to the air. They don't explode or produce any other type of explosion.
Lieutenant Rob Richards is with the Niagara County Sheriff's Department. He joins us by phone this morning. Lieutenant, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.